This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Well, we've got Terry on the wires. Terry, are you there?
I am, Tess. How are you?
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hi, Terry. Nice to hear your beautiful voice.
Is that you, Bronwyn?
It is, Bronwyn. Yes, I'm co-hosting with Tess.
I haven't seen you gracing Errol Street for a while.
Oh, I'm up there all the time. We just never intersect. We'll have to make a date.
That'll be very nice.
Yeah. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Great.
Terry, we wanted to ask you really what's going on with George Pell and the charges that are being laid against him at the moment. We have no idea what those charges are, and I thought if anybody's going to have any idea, it might be you who could be able to shed some light on this for us.
Well, I can give you the history of how the charges came about. Essentially, most of them emerged in the wake of the Royal Commission. The Royal Commission, as you know, was set up to examine systemic issues within institutional child abuse, but it, as well as conducting public hearings, conducted the hearings with thousands, literally, of people who claim to have been victims of sexual abuse in various institutions. In the process, individual allegations of abuse came up, and Royal Commission staff then had to tell the people that they weren't in a position to deal with individual allegations, that these should be reported to the police. Louise Milligan, the journalist who reported the Royal Commission and subsequently wrote a book, came into contact with at least about a dozen people who said that they had gone to the police to make complaints about George Pell's behaviour. Whether they did or didn't, I can't tell you, but that's what they told Louise Milligan.
So at this stage, we don't actually know what the charges are.
There are hints. I mean, there's been obviously a television sort of expose kind of thing, so there have been
but
sort
who
of
went to
public...
the police and
yeah, and we don't know. Yeah,
it's
we don't
not
know.
Entirely clear. And in fact, the charges weren't revealed when they were laid in the Melbourne Magistrates Court recently. Yeah. Mm. There's a hearing on the 6th of July to determine what will be made public.
Yep.
Because there are, as I understand it, there are requests for suppression of some of the information by various parties.
So Terry, you know, there's been, acres and acres of wording, newsprint about this week. But, you know, the big, I guess it's the kind of bigger context that I'm quite interested. Barney Schwartz in his piece in The Age today says that George Pell is the author of his own tragedy. And we know that sometimes stories get a kind of a life of their own, and they're also kind of wrapped up with this public persona that people develop. And, you know, George Pell sort of made a bit of a name for himself as being the hard man and, you know, this sense that he's unsympathetic to victims and all of those things. How much is he, as Barney says, the author of his own tragedy?
It's interesting that George Pell, although he's often called Australia's leading Catholic, was never elected as the leader of the Australian Catholics bishops. They typically preferred to elect someone else who wasn't seen perhaps quite as contrarian or to take such a hard line on things as George did.
What you're saying is that he's not popular. he's not popular even amongst his own
He's very
popular
with some Catholics.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a bit like Tony Abbott. He's extremely popular with some Liberals, but not with a whole lot more.
My own view, and this relates more to the Royal Commission proceedings than any other personal charges, is that Barney is probably right about what he says in relation to the Royal Commission. I think that very harsh stance and sometimes seemingly uncaring stance Pell took on a whole range of issues through his time as Archbishop of Melbourne and Archbishop of Sydney made him seem less than caring about the needs of victims. Though to give him his due, and you've got to be fair to him, even in the Royal Commission proceedings, he has always said that he wants the best interest.
Oh, absolutely, and he made it very and he made it very clear.
Do you think he'll get an objective hearing when he's here? Is that possible
on the currently charged matters?
Yes.
I sincerely hope so. I mean, we should make no comment about them now that the matter is in court. But I what would you do, Taz or Bronwyn? I mean, if you were asked to be on a jury, you'd do your duty well.
Oh,
you
think well, exactly.
I mean, you hope that you can separate the court of public opinion from the court.
The evidence.
And the evidence that deals with the charges.
And with regard to criminal charges, if they proceed, that has to be evidence beyond doubt.
Beyond reasonable doubt.
And he's entitled to have that due process. So I've had no problem all along. Some people have been concerned about the reporting before George Pell was charged. I think it's perfectly fine to report the police are investigating allegations that came.
Right.
But once charges are laid...
you can't talk about it.
You shouldn't, in the sense that, what has to happen now is the due process of law, which has to be fair to those who have made complaints and to the person who has been charged.
So, I mean, obviously there's public interest in the personal story here. In terms of, is this the downfall of the Catholic Church? I mean, let's have a look at the census results this week. The decline in religious adherence, more people saying they have no religion than identifying with the Catholic Church. Does anybody in the end care about this, on a kind of a religious, in an institutional religious basis?
I'm sure so. I kept contact with half a dozen or so clergy from 30 years ago when I was one too. What the sense they give is that there is a major problem, but there doesn't seem to be any sense in the leadership of the organisation about what to do about it.
We've just had a message from one of our listeners, the lovely 317, who says, according to the Australian Cardinal Peakes, the reputation has been damaged irrefutably. The question to be asked is, will he be removed from the Vatican?
But isn't that the Royal Commission as much
entirely? Look, we've run out of time. Terry, thank you very much for your time.
We could talk about this
forever.
All day,
and, of course, we will continue to monitor the situation and we will continue to talk about it.
And we can say what we like over a glass of wine.
Of course we can, but not over air.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.